Elvis, 15 years on the slab. Is that today? When was that? That was the other day, right? But we're still honoring Elvis's passing.
That is, I believe, the 15th.
The 15th.
I think it's tomorrow, so it'd be tomorrow. It'd be
tomorrow, since Elvis... where's the story on that? You had that thing. It's hideous. Let me give you...
Maybe it's the 16th. 16th.
We're going to put a TV set. We're going to open the picture window and shoot out a TV set in honor of Elvis's passing.
That's why you got that gun in here. I was a little worried this morning.
It's just for Elvis.
All right.
Just for Elvis. When he saw something he didn't like, he didn't hit the channel changer. He blew out the TV set. I mean, he'd get, hey, send another gross of TVs up to the mansion. It's the summer rerun season. I'm feeling feisty. Elvis. Anyway, the day before he died, Elvis had a few prescriptions filled. He had 250 tablets of Amitol and Quaalude. That's what would help him go to sleep at night. He had 275 tablets of Dexedrine and bifetamine stimulants, which helped him wake up in the morning. And then he had 150 tablets, plus 200 cc's of Dilaudid, 150 Percodan, painkillers. I guess that was just for a general day-long buzz. So this was Elvis's life. You take a little Amitol to get to sleep at night, pop a few Dexedrines to wake up in the morning, a couple of Percodans for lunch. Unbelievable. How many pills did Elvis take? Medical records show that Dr. Nick, that's the pharmacist that Elvis was buddy-buzzy with, prescribed 11,000 uppers, downers, and other narcotics to the king during his final 15 months of life. In 15 months of life. 11,000 pills in 15 months. That means an average of 24 mood-altering pills a day. At least 10 different drugs were found in Elvis's body during the autopsy. Heart failure was ruled the official cause. And you know what caused the heart failure? Straining at a stool. Oddly enough, this is the cause of 1 in 20 of all natural deaths, including Judy Garland's. So take that Metamucil. Straining at a stool. What an inglorious way to die. That's why you better put those phone books, especially you geezers, put those phone books in front of the commode. You know what happened with Elvis, though? Obviously, if you're taking that many Percodans and Dilaudids, what happens, one thing all drug addicts have in common is they're constipated. So there was Elvis already in hideous shape, and all that Percodan and Dilaudid slams your Bombay shut. And so there he was, grunting, and boom. Where was the Metamucil, Elvis? You should have taken some Metamucil. And you might be alive here today!
You know the first place he ever played? I mean, publicly is...
Oh, really?
The first place he ever played was in front of a drugstore. The opening of a drugstore.
How do you like that?
In 1954, I think.
Great. Well, there's hope for me. I'll be at the auto parts store at in Firth and Blauman this week.
He probably made that drugstore rich in the one in Memphis. What is the name? The Prescription House, I think.
Is that the name of it?
Dr. Nick's place.
Prescription House. Anyway, Dr. Nick, by the way, too bad we didn't know this guy, huh? You name it, you could get it from Dr. Nick. Not that we'd want to abuse anything. A jury found the good doctor innocent of overprescribing drugs for Elvis and Jerry Lee Lewis and 7 other patients. So, Elvis, buddy, rest in peace. And if you're still alive, come on by. Peter Pockets, Elvis. We got Peter Pockets.